Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway.
Florida's good news state.
And their phone number is area code
318-442-7300.
To a service already in progress, the Word of God. They were about to stone her. She was caught in adultery. Thank you. But they attacked her, not the man. And that discriminatory zone still exists today, because that's so many people don't even like for Sister Cotton to stand in the pool.
Holy Spirit.
Why? It's called discrimination. I'm reminded how Jesus went out of his way, Sister Cotton, and sat at a well and waited for a woman to come that was a Samaritan, because Samaritan and Jew
hearts were
alone, because they were different. Jesus broke down the discrimination barrier because he knew that was coming, that see things a little bit different. So he said, I'm going to set the example how each and every one of us should live and how each and every one of us should treat one another. That shouldn't be a reason why she can't sit in the pulpit. That's why we now have a stage. Then if that's the case, then none of you should be up here. Tradition. Jesus went to where the people's needs were, and when we start learning that we should go where the need is, regardless of where it is, then everything will be exactly the way Jesus described it and performed it. Tradition sometimes will take you into a place that you should not. My brothers and sisters, we think about what the Lord is doing. We see how Jesus moved on behalf of his people. About how Jesus said to Peter, if you believe, there it is. It's a conjunction there. And whenever you read scripture, always look at the word and not just what it's overshadowing says. He told Peter, if you believe it, come to me on water. The question is, what is it that we believe Jesus has told us? We believe we move things, mountains, out of the way. The disciples, we are told, were troubled by what saying, but Jesus assured them that he will not leave them, but he forsake them.
Jesus
let them know that how the Holy Spirit will come to them and remain with them forever.
We will.
See, when you're in the midst of your battle, don't think about yourself. Because this battle is not yours. It's the Lord's.
Welcome you.
The Holy Spirit will come with them forever. They had to be reminded that not only is God manifest, but he is also the second person in the Trinity, which includes the Holy Spirit. He is Father, he is Son, he is Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters,
today
the Spirit will also teach and remain and remind them of what Jesus has said. We're reminded when we read our Bible what Jesus said. We're reminded how we're reminded how we're to treat one another. We are reminded how we are to act and react to difficult situations, for we're living in unusual days and unusual times.
Yes, sir.
And because we're living in unusual days and unusual times, the Lord is simply drawing out of all of the people in the world. He knows. There are a lot of times we say, Lord, we love you, but it's lip service. But to love the Lord is to acknowledge who he is and embrace your neighbor as yourself. Antioch, has there ever been a time when you saw a need and you did not meet that need? Jesus is reminding us that he is a well.
Yes.
He has reminded us that he is the lily of the valley.
Yes.
He has reminded us that he's a bright and morning star.
Yes.
He is a doctor who never.
Yes.
And we need to be reminded that all of the things that we have in life, he gave us.
Yes, sir.
Our rest. He is our resources, and he is our restoration. He is our rest when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will
give you grace.
Now, that ain't about laying down, going. That's about helping and working to help someone.
Yeah.
I felt bad the other day there because there was a lady, it was a Christian group outside of Walmart, Aberson. She was selling something, and for the first time, I had to tell them, I said, I can't give you anything because I'm not carrying a lot of cash now.
Right.
And it was sometime. Sister Mathis and I was in a convention in Marksville, and they were getting ready to have dinner, and they said, oh, it's going to cost you $16. $16 in our pocket. We're living in a day and time where technology has taken over where we don't even cash card anymore.
Right.
You flip that card out, you punch, and if the system ever failed, woe be unto us. It's coming, though. It's coming. I'm reminded the Bible says in the last day, you'll neither buy or sell unless you take up.
It's grace.
But to those that are his, the same way maker will provide
a way for you.
He is our rest. He is our resource. The 24th division of Psalms says that the earth is the Lord's. He owns the silver as well as the gold. If he is the Lord, if he made it and he created it, then why
not be
supported and funded? When we think about what God
can do,
he can take a little bit and stretch it. He is also our restoration. He recreated us. He recreated us in the spiritual sense. I'm still in the physical sense, but there's a recreation. How? Create within me a clean heart. And then renew the right spirit in. That's some bad spirit still floating around in folks. But if the Lord has created within you a clean heart, and if the Lord is renewing within you something so different from the way to be, you know what the Lord is up to. There is a transformation that is in the life of believers, because that transformation is getting all ready for an eternal destiny that does not look
before
we are experiencing here.
Mm-hmm.
When he create within us a clean and renew us, that renewing is a continuous process, because you can renew me today, but I can get mad tomorrow.
Blood.
And if you punch my button long enough, I will let you know it.
Come on now.
And you will too, because we're human.
Yes.
Those are natural instincts. But the Lord said, this is a renewing process, and it's renewed every day. The power of the Holy Spirit is renewed in us, because the way we are, we want to go back into the style and cuss, fuss, and fight. And some of us are still doing it. Am I in your neighborhood? A promise was made by Jesus when he said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and he said, ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, all Judea, and in Samaria, the uttermost part of the earth. Why Samaria? Is it not true that Samaritans were half Jewish? Was it not true that the Samaritans were hated by the Jews? Then he said, why did he include Samaria? it because he knew there was some discrimination that was going to take place. People were different, and because they were different, Jesus said, and you shall be witness. And he's telling his disciple, stop discriminating against people who don't look like you. And you shall be witnesses both unto me and in Jerusalem. What was Jerusalem? Jerusalem was his people. That was his home. And in all Judea. Isn't it amazing how he's the lion of the tribe of Judah? Isn't he one who came and showed us the way how we should live and how we are to act and react to one another in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't act and react the way we should? He said, but you shall receive power. What is this power, Brother Shepherd, that Jesus is? I'm glad you asked. For there are all types of power in the world, of social power, economic power, political power, monetary power. And one of the things that get us in trouble is the monetary power, because the love of money is the not money, but the love of it. Because there are some people that love it so much that they will kill for it. People that would do, they would die. But he said the love of money is the root. There's roots go deep. It goes deep. And so if you think so much that runs deep, that means in your life. He was never concerned about earthly power. He has the power to control everything. The stars in the sky, the moon, the wind, and the rain, all is in his hand. Jesus can speak and all things will happen, or he can speak things into existence by just saying, Jesus. So Jesus was never concerned about earthly powers or earthly things. Jesus was spiritual things and saving. Why Jesus? Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. For Jesus came to seek and to save those that were lost. And that was the power that was demonstrated throughout his entire life. To seek and to save those that were lost. He was saving us from ourselves. So when you shall receive, that word in the original Greek is dunamis. Where you come. It is where we get the word that is translated, or the translated word, dynamite. Dynamite. It's a translated word, and dynamite is explosive. So the word, Brother Shepherd, when preached, is explosive.
To hide. I don't know.
It goes out and spread things. So now we know why we as pastors are commissioned to go out and go after the lost, because when we preach the word, it explodes and it goes out and it touches the life. Let him who have an ear, let him hear. Those that will hear God's word, sound dissertations of God's word, sound biblical translation of the original Greek and Hebrew. Deliverance of his word, simple enough so that even a baby will understand it. You shall receive this dynamite, this.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in the future.
Now back to the hit, to the music, the unstoppable Wade Hampton.